where it's a mix. It's encouraging in the sense that young people are becoming more educated than before and more are living in urban areas than previously. And also we see some increase in contraceptive use, which means that they are making effort to protect themselves against unintended pregnancy and STI, including HIV. However, they are not doing that as successfully as they should, given the fact that many of them are becoming pregnant and having children when they actually did not want to. And we also noticed that a substantial proportion of those who did not want to have a child either soon or at all are not using any method of contraception. So that is an area that we need to work on.
Did the study find out why these problems exist?
Well, the study did not directly find out why this problem exists in terms of asking the individuals, but there are some signs. One is that young people lack the kind of information they need. For instance, that the study asked them about sources of family planning, and we found that between the year 1990 and 2003, actually the proportion of young people that know where to obtain contraceptive methods has declined from 32% to 18%. That is a dangerous trend.
But hasn't the government tried to promote sexual and reproductive health programs?
Well, I believe that there is what is called family life education in some of the states, but the extent to which this is taught is not very clear, and what the curriculum says and what the teachers do are not clear. Secondly, I will believe that there is need for better sex education in schools in order to inform young people about how to adequately protect themselves.
Now, these findings come in the wake of Nigeria making improvements in young women's education.
Yes, and we did a review of policies and programs, and certainly the government has some good policies and programs, but I think where the problem lies is in the implementation. There is not enough resources committed to implementing those policies in such a way that they can be effective.
Now, what are the consequences of this?
Well, the consequences of this is if we do not curb the trend of increasing unintended births, and I believe also pregnancy, then we might find a situation where young people drop out of school because of having pregnancies that they do not want. We might find that their life ambitions are being cut short because of situation where they have to take care of children themselves.
Now, does this require a major financial investment from the government, in your view?
Yes, it does require a major financial investment. But the good thing is that if the government can make the investment, the benefit is much, much greater. Not only in young people not having the children when they do not want to, it will also reduce the amount of money we spend treating complications from unsafe abortion. It will also reduce the amount of money that government spend in maternal care and newborn care.